would you characterize that to?
Inefficient. We didn't execute as we wanted to execute. We took some penalties that were not very smart penalties, and when those things happen, it's strictly on the coach, and that's me.
How would you evaluate the work from your quarterbacks?
You know, I think in spurts they did some very good things. Obviously, we did not execute to the level that we wanted to, but it's not all on the quarterback. I have to make certain we watch the film and watch the film very smartly and make certain we pinpoint blame where blame is necessary. But for the most part, obviously, we're disappointed in some aspect, but there are a lot of positives out of it.
Can you talk about some of those positives? I mean, do you break it down by half?
Yeah, we moved the ball efficiently. It's just that, like last week when we got in scoring position, we made mistakes. And those are things that we can correct, and we will correct them.
What occurred on the punt play that there was no returner back to?
Oh, we had 13 guys on the field, and we got the returner off. He's the easiest guy to get off on the field because he's the guy that's designated to count. What will happen then is one of our guys will pick the ball up, and that's what happened. So that was, you know, not a benign play, but a smart play by our guys on our guys' behalf. Good. I like you guys.
Uh-oh. Jeez. Just when I thought I could escape. Darn it.
Can you walk me through the first of all, Stephen, who played
yes.
barely over a quarter in the region.
Yes.
You know, we had to make certain that Kerry got enough reps with the number one unit to make certain we evaluated it. Came into this process saying that it was going to be an open competition. It wasn't slam dunk that Steven was going to be a starting quarterback. And by saying that, we had to make certain we lived by those words and give Kerry every opportunity to compete.
Judging that game, each of the open quarterbacks.
Yeah, we're going to really evaluate it, really evaluate and consider it. I think one of the things we did as an organization, we did not announce anyone as a starting quarterback because we wanted to give ourselves the opportunity to see them under fire. And we got to look, both of them got a quarter, both of them got equal series, and we'll evaluate how they commanded the offense while they're out there.
So what do you say?
To be determined as to who's the starting quarterback.
When would you make that?
Obviously, we're not going to make this a long, drawn-out process. It's not healthy for our football team. For us to, you know, linger on. We're going to probably this weekend decide who's the guy and go with that. And it's not fair to the quarterbacks, not this franchise, to have a quarterback controversy. Once we make that decision, it's going to be done right away.
And the guy who played the most time in the preseason was Nichols? Is he
yes.
in the mix?
No. Matt understands that he was vying for the second through third spot. He knows that. We don't feel that at this particular time he's ready to assume the starting role, but we wanted to make certain that we gave him ample opportunity to move up the chart in terms of from fourth, third to second.
So Kerry is your starter, hypothetically. How does that unfold? Is it an awkward setup that Steve would be backing him up?
You know I'm not going to answer that question. You know we don't deal with hypotheticals around here.
How about the rest of the cuts? Is Saturday the deadline then?
Saturday is the league's deadline, but we're not going to wait that long. We're going to make our evaluations tomorrow morning and probably make the cuts tomorrow. This football team is going to move forward to June 30th. That's the thing right now. That's the goal right now is to make certain that as quickly as possible we can move forward to June 30th.
With the game on Saturday?
You know, very good question. We gave up big plays that is not what we want. We did not tackle very well in the preseason, something we definitely have to address. Our decisions are pretty good, but our tackling and our mental lapse on big plays aren't. And those are things that we have to correct, especially against a very good team like BC. You cannot concede the big plays, and they'll kill you.
Are you looking to get these guys any time off before getting into day one next week?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There are 10 days before June 30th, the game, 9 days, sorry. We have to make certain that those guys now mentally and physically recoup. They'll have a couple of days to get their bodies back. Coaches will finalize the game plan and make certain we get them in and get the extra day's work and get ready.
I'm just having fun with this question. You're 0-4 in the preseason.
Oh, yes.
I'm not even expecting an answer.
I'll give you an answer to that one. You want to answer that one? Good, guys. Take care.